Ancient Architecture. This is a lecture by Peter Markley at London Metropolitan University in November 2006, and it's published in his ANU. Man has created language in order to communicate. To be able to communicate, we have to know the rules of language. It is not possible that you can work with form just as you like. Through this lecture, I want you to know how I was educated. I'll show you my projects later. I want to tell you why it looks a little bit like that. That is why this lecture is important. I was never influenced by language from some people in our profession. We have many languages. I am only interested in language in the conventional things. To see how this profession works, I started to look at four projects I want to analyze with you. I started with the most important type of building that has influenced the Occidental culture, the Greek temple. After, I want to speak about the Roman church and then a little bit about the Islamic mosque and the Chapel of Ronchamp done by Le Corbusier for the 20th century. Space, place, / place can be defined with a platform. This method is as in the archaic temple. The Greeks thought that gods lived in the sky. The temple is a living house for a god. They always have nice weather. The temple is usually on a hill or in a flat landscape where it can be seen from a distance. The first act in nature is first to build a platform. The highest is called the stylobate, and because the god is in the sky, all sides had to be opened. They put these enormous columns to define the place exactly, its importance. The enormous columns are not enormous because the engineer said so, they have to be because of their meaning. They define the sacred place for the enormous mass to immaterialize in the expansive landscape. Let me say the parts. Platform, column, capital, architrave, metope, triglyphs, and tympanum. The mass is demanded by the situation. You cannot build a mass like that in the city or in the street. It will be crazy. This is an enormous landscape, so you can show more mass. You see the Acropolis in Athens. These photographs are from Le Corbusier's Vers une Architecture. So it's photos, and he's talking about the Parthenon in Athens. If you recall a Christian church, it has a main door and is enclosed. What it means is something different. In this Greek temple, you can enter from any part. You can see its sharp edge plates, and these columns are enormous with flutes. These flutes are not to make the column more elegant. And if you speak about our profession, I think you have to know when I have to do it, what for, and what I want to do. Otherwise, if I don't know, how can I decide? I have endless possibility, and I think with endless possibility, I can break down. We have spoken about Greek temples. It is interesting that we see the ground plans, that we can read them. The disposition of all elements on configuration, they are the same. Circles, lines, big circle, half circle. The columns are not cylindrical, but they are wider on the base and thinner on the top just under the capital. And so they grow in such form, and so the column is more plastic in expression. You have here a light organic form above the column, a pillow. Then the architrave is very sharp edged and white. Here you have the triglyph and sculptures with metopes, and all these parts could be coloured. And here in the capital, just below the three lines, they are also coloured. Sometimes the architrave was white. Also the columns and the stylobate and the tympanum. The sculptures are also coloured. If you look from a long distance, you can see what colour means for our eyes. You cannot see red and yellow. It is dark. If you have a plain surface, it is white. A textured, sculpted surface, there is shadow because some parts protrude, others recede. And so it is a composition between white and dark, and the things that are most important from a long distance are with shadow or colour, and those that are very important from a long distance have a very clear geometric form and are white. This is another situation in Paestum in Italy. You see the temple. You see how big the columns are, how the part below the architrave is very organic. Such an element for the eye cannot carry stone. Only by intellect can we know it. It is interesting for us to look at ground plans because we can read them as we read books and name things without knowing anything a priori. What you see in this plan is the same. You have the circle, which is the column, a wall. You have lines indicating slabs. You have a big half circle. These are the elements. A circle means a geometric form, that every distance from the middle point to the circumference has the same distance. That means all these figures have endless force to define a place. They have no dimension in each direction. We need this form as a column to make a place very important, as in the baptisterium, where the middle place is important for the whole city and the people. The Christian church is organized in a very strong way because we have a hierarchy in these rooms, and the people without baptism cannot enter the room. Only if you are baptized that you can enter. And then you go to this room for the people, the nave. And the most important place is the altar space. And behind is the half-geometric round form, the apse, that indicates the place is very important. The hierarchy of the believer is like the aristocracy. You have a center nave, you have columns, then platforms that reach the area of the altar. There are no stairs. These are platforms. It is more important than the nave. So to articulate the difference, the altar is mostly a cube around the circular form. And you cannot imagine how actually these buildings are inside from the outside. This is the church outside. So he's talking about San Pietro Church in Tuscany, Italy. This is the church outside. In the facade, you have at the entrance a half arch with columns, walls, time and expression content are the same. An expression to tell others what one wants to convey about buildings. And you see now this is a great kind of articulation of this altar, each with columns, a pyramid roof that works in this context because it is a roof over the altar in the inner room as a sign that here is the most important place. In the apse there is a chair for the bishop, the highest in the hierarchy, and then this articulation with the pyramid is possible in the inner roof because against the outside it is not a pyramid. It is a normal rectangular ground plan. You see these platforms make the altar more important. The half arch define where the altar is. These are the ground elements that it is clear that the ornament element is coming from after this fundamental question. This is the church from the outside. You see a normal roof, the facade that exceeds the roof, and what happens in this building in the facade is more a cube with an arch, columns, and pillars. We have seen longitudinal direction and a hierarchy. In the Christian religion, there was a very strong hierarchy. You can see in this plan that it is another religion with no hierarchy by the believers. All believers can enter, and each place in the roof has the same value. And if you have a religion where there is no hierarchy, then you build a room like that and you have everywhere the same value. You have to make a roof like a dome over this one big room, or you fill it up with lots of columns. In the Islamic religion, there is only one person in the asymmetric non-central point that speaks. And then you have two possibilities. You have a forest of columns and pillars or a big dome over the space. If we look at this photo, we see the structure of the city Parma in Italy. In this structure, you see this building here, the cathedral. It follows the rules of the street, the grid of the town, just like the other houses. It is only bigger than the other houses, but it does not have a special position. And then In this middle age, the people have great possibility in science and intellectual things and irrational things. Today, we put away the irrational things, we only do rational things. The people of the middle age had the wonderful possibility to live with both. I think life is both. There is a new direction in France of art history led by Jacques Le Goff. They state that from the Roman age to the industrial times is a long middle age with a lot of renaissance. These people in the middle age were believers, craftsmen, farmers, and intellectuals. And for them to enter the church, they have to be baptized. And for this very important ceremony, they have built the baptisterium to give a special quality to the city. The ground plan has different entrances from the city. People go to the font in the middle. Each person baptized goes through this font. It does not sit on the ground. It is important, so it has plates beneath it, just like the Greek temple. This sometimes is an octagon, eight-sided, or a circle. There are other forms that are concentrated on the middle point. Because of this shape, they have no chance to integrate themselves to the fabric of the city plan. If you look in the city, you will suddenly see this very egoist existence. The cathedral can integrate itself in the structure of the city. And so if you know all these things, you can say, I have a task. I have to integrate myself into the structure of the city. We have seen the Christian church, the mosque, the Greek temple and baptisterium. This is the fourth building, the pilgrimage church of Ronchamp. It is a completely different building to the Roman church we have seen. In the other churches, you have hierarchy and liturgy. As a pilgrim church, it means different people from different parts of the world come at different times. They enter, but there is no liturgy. In this church, we see that Le Corbusier wanted to do many apses in different forms. It is a very free plan. It is not hierarchical. It is another kind of church. The people can and not be disturbed by others because the apses create intimate situations. The benches are asymmetric. The walls are only for expression against the climate. It is not to build a very artificial room and have a special feeling so strong. It is more to say we have something against the climate, the rain and the sun to do the walls. Sorry, my scan's a bit cut off. In the plan, you have thick walls for special light. The apses are quite dense. Nothing is symmetrical. I have a discussion every time about this church at the ETH. Each time, some students and professors say, this church is sculptural. I say no. The term sculpture is not for the architect. If you think sculpture, you look from the outside, not from the inside. And architecture has a difference to painting and other professions that it has this thing called inside and outside. And the inside and outside is completely connected. You can create or design a good house if you think like that every time. You cannot do it from the outside only or from the inside only. Le Corbusier knows a lot about classical architecture. He did this in a new way, his own kind of form, design, language, but not new elements. Le Corbusier works with old elements, and I think the Ronchamp is very plastic. It is another expression. Plastic can mean deepness. The Greeks also had thick measurements. You can build such house with this plasticism because he did this wall, he wanted a shape that is not the classical Christian church. It is concrete, but it is like a tent. If you take a fabric and suspend it, you get the shape like Ronchamp. He did it in concrete because it is a new material. The plaster is a very graveled plaster. They are not smooth at certain sections. Pebbles appear. The wall is not so important that they express nothing more than for eye to hide behind it. He uses plaster here that you will never do for an altar, because for the eye, the light is coming into this wall and the parts and shadows and light, the wall recede. If you want a hard wall, you have to make it smooth. Sometimes you need a wall, but don't want it to be existing. You can put a plaster on that and dematerialize it. It is very important too that the floor is not horizontal and you can see light between the wall and the roof. I have never seen a chapel like that where the roof is raised by light. I think these four buildings are very classical. They have a difference of about 2,500 years, but they come from the same world. All those men and women who have done these buildings. So you can hope that you can work with this language also in your life.